Have you ever felt overwhelmed by life or unable to see any other way through? Maybe you've even said to yourself, there has to be a better way. The good news is that there is always a better way. It's time to reclaim your humanity. Welcome to Getting to Unstuck, the 20-minute jolt that you need to help you in life and work. So let's get started.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Say, did you hear the latest dirt on Justin Trudeau?
I hear his dirt every day.
Dirt. Do tell me, spill the tea, please.
So when there's going to be an expose, I'm sure his ex-wife is writing it right now. We're going to get the dirt on him. We're going to find out all his dirty secrets.
Dirty secrets. Everybody's got them. way to create a provocative entrance into the arena today, Carol.
But I wanted to point out how much we love that stuff.
We love gossip, right? We love gossip. If there's one thing that you always notice at the grocery store is like the top rack at the eye level, you know, which is always the most popular. It's like Hello Magazine and all the people and all the things that are always like the salacious covers and the headlines that they always have, that it's like, you know, you tell yourself, I'm not going to be drawn in, but really, is it true?
And they're right beside the chocolate bars too, no coincidence, right? It's like sugar, dopamine,
as you
buy your overpriced groceries.
Well, welcome to episode 32 on Getting to Unstuck. It is episode 32. So let's just take a moment and be like, yes, it's episode 32. That is 32 fantastic conversations we have been having. Every week we're showing up here on Tuesdays and every second Thursday. And Tuesdays are Teamwork Tuesdays. And so in case you have, this is your first time hearing us, or you're maybe just coming back, you've missed a few episodes, we want to let you know that there is some good stuff in the vault. So you'll want to check that out. If you haven't yet signed up for our newsletter, you can also get updates there. And don't forget to take our Whole Human Wheel of Life. It's a free resource that will give you a really great, takes 2 minutes, and it'll give you a fantastic overview of really a holistic picture of your life and areas that you may want to start focusing on. So today we are going to get into whispers from the sidelines that shout out the truth. So we're thinking about here, we always talk about what it means to create cohesive team dynamics. That's really what our focus is. And essentially, always, team dynamics are built by individuals, and they're built by individual choices and how people connect their choices and how they connect with other people. And that's really what we're always talking about at the core. The challenge is, may feel like it's outside of us. It may feel like it's someone else. It may feel like someone else is the problem, but at the very core, it's who we are and how we're showing up in response to those challenges, right? And how we're proactively dealing with them. So today we're looking at a cohesive team dynamic where feedback is welcomed, differing opinions are valued, and every voice feels heard. So we're going to talk about leading by example, making decisions that resonate with your team's core values, and we're going to share some practical tips on how to avoid common pitfalls. So in case you're wondering, this is an episode just like every other one, but today where we're going to be giving you some tangible things that you can identify to help you not only lessen those whispers from the sidelines, but recognize when it's you that is actually maybe the source of those whispers. So let's start here first, Carol and Colin. Why don't we talk about what was the inspiration behind this and why we recognize that this is something that is coming up a lot.
I think the whispers from the sidelines, the whole idea that we start to get a little bit of some information as a leader from hearing what's going on in the lunchroom, in the, you know, on the Slack channel. It happens, like we, as I said at the beginning, something sparky gets asked. It's like, ooh, did you hear about? Mm-hmm. But I think as a leader, we have to be aware that communication happens in a lot of different ways. And that those whispers that we might be hearing, sometimes we need to pay attention to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless they're completely malicious, there has to be a grain of truth in them.
Right.
Right. And whether it's amplified to 10 or it's a 1, it doesn't really matter, but you've got to listen to them. And I guess my question too is, like, if there's gossip happening and there's whispering around the water fountain, to me that says that there isn't open communications, that there's something missing in the way that you are communicating as a leader, or that the way that you're working as a leader. Mm-hmm. It should all be out on the table. I mean, other than personal information, obviously, but to me, gossip means that there's been a breakdown somewhere, somehow. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Yeah, right. But let's think of the nature of gossip, because it is juicy. It is. We want, you know, we're drawn to it as human beings.
I equate gossip to junk food. And, you know, just like you crave, I don't know, we don't have them over here, but White Spot, right? And, or McDonald's or whatever. And for some reason, it's just so yummy. Right? And you kind of turn your mind off and say, okay, I'm going to forget that I'm consuming chemicals for the moment.
Right.
But I think the same thing happens with gossip, right? It's kind of delicious. You kind of know it's wrong. But you still go into the drive-through and you consume it. And then afterwards, about an hour later, you want more. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like we need to be thinking more of a holistic health food diet in the workplace.
Sure.
Right. What is nourishing as opposed to detracting? Because I don't think gossip, I don't think gossip is nourishing at all.
But I think it does, Colin. I think it nourishes in some ways. It nourishes alliances. It brings you and I, you know, let's use this example. It's like you and I can talk behind Crystal's back, and there's something like, oh, I know that about, you know,
we're, we did just yesterday, right? Remember?
we're not doing that, Crystal, I promise. That's the joke. There is this sense of being in on something.
Yeah.
If you are getting the gossip. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're out, right?
Again. Yeah. I think it's a systemic problem if that's the case. The fact that you have to gossip means that there isn't open communications, right? The fact that somebody feels out and they want to feel in with that kind of junk food behavior means to me, again, why isn't this inclusive or including everybody in the conversation and the team, right?
Totally. So, yeah. Do you remember... a couple months ago, we had an episode. It was called "Are You a Gang, a Team, or a Gang?"
All right.
Yeah. And we likened it to the fact, and I've experienced it in the workplace, and I think we've talked about that in the past. That bullying, we tend to think of bullying as something that happens on the playground, but then bullying is something that carries on. And gossip is one of the ways that can happen. And you said earlier about how one of the hits that gossip gives us is maybe we build alliances with people. But I think that the very word alliances, to build the need to build an alliance in the first place, is already, that is indicative of a bigger systemic problem than just the gossip. That's indicative of the fact that you don't feel safe in that place. And you need to find who your people are going to be, your team within the team. And that is, well, it's obvious. It's divisive. It's destructive. It can create very toxic workplaces. When you're always wondering literally like who's got my back and who doesn't, like that is not a fun way to spend so many hours of your day and your week and your life.
Yes, yeah. I agree. I think whenever we fall into battlefield analogy, we know that there's something wrong with the workplace.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, too, like, I think you have to also be aware of making it feel better about yourself, right? Like,
yeah.
I think if gossip is making you feel better about yourself, we need to start talking about mindfulness. We need to start self-awareness. We need to start talking about looking inward and where can we shed some light so that you aren't picking up that box of chocolates to feel better about who you are inside.
Very good point. And if you're a leader and you catch that this is going on, what are some of the things that you can do to nip it in the bud? Because it is one of, when we talk about toxic workplaces, that's one of the things that comes up every single time is there's tons of gossip and people don't feel safe.
Yeah. Insidious.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think that when I think about it is to come back to what we talked about right at the beginning is that teams are built of individuals. And as an individual leader, whether you're leading from within the team or you are the leader of the team, speaking to you as anybody that identifies as a leader, I think one of the first things is to consider to take responsibility and ask yourself, in all honesty, ask yourself an honest question, am I contributing to this? And when am I contributing? How do I notice or how can I recognize it? Because, you know, we're so used to having judgments, and Colin, you talked about mindfulness a moment ago. We're so used to judging ourselves, but instead just taking one step further back. And if we see ourselves participating in that gossip or in that, in hurtful conversations that are not helping, if we see ourselves participating in that, to actually have a moment and be like, isn't that interesting that I did that? What did that provide for me? Like, in catching it in the moment is really important.
Oh, yes, definitely. And that does take some self-awareness. You're absolutely right. It also takes some courage to call it out.
Yes.
So if you're hearing it, if you come upon it, to ask people to stop.
So here's a question for you then in that situation. What if someone said to you straight up, how can I interrupt this pattern with the people that I'm working with? Maybe I'm not the leader of the team, but I am, you know, I consider myself a leader. How can I interrupt this pattern in my team? What would you say?
Well, I think it takes guts. I think you have to go in there and you have to say, this is not serving anybody.
Yeah.
And call it out for the mean behavior that it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because by its definition, gossip is putting someone else in a negative light.
Yeah.
Right? It isn't gossip if we're bragging about somebody, if we're sharing their attributes and we're saying how wonderful they are. It's when we begin to say things that would cause them to be seen as not effective or not kind. So I think it really comes down to being willing to say, hey, just like you would in a bullying situation, it takes some guts to go up and say, stop that.
Yeah.
It's not right.
And also make sure that you never do it yourself. Right. I think leadership is also obviously by example, but being aware not to fall into those traps yourself. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's predicated.
You can't figure out how to get the communication up though, because that's part of the challenge we have in our workplaces is we see something and we don't know where to go with that information.
Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of people I've been speaking to recently have gotten together and had meetings with no agenda, just connection time.
Okay.
And I think a lot of that is missing in the workplace, where you get together with the people that are in the room with you and or on the team with you and just hang out for a little while. Like everybody's so nose to the grindstone these days that you forget that that person across the table or across the room is another fellow human being that has just experienced this, probably many of the same things you have in the last 24 hours, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's traffic or stress or financial, whatever, it doesn't matter. And taking a little bit of time to be human again and to connect on a human level. How are you? What are you doing? What's going on? How are you feeling? Like, so many offices, so many workplaces don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to have some joy together, some playtime, some downtime.
Yeah.
Unscripted.
Yeah. It's because the idea of that, like the, literally like the backbiting, right? That's such a, to me, that's such like a visceral word. Like I think about like when you see animals that aren't getting along and they bite each other's necks or each other's backs, right? Like backbiting, that's what it is. It's predicated on the idea that it's like a crabs in the bucket thing where it's like got to pull someone down to get on top, right? Mm-hmm. And that's so not the world that we want. And I actually think that as a value, as our collective right now generation in general, that is actually not what we want. We don't want that yet. We see all these remnants of how it comes out in us at the smallest way, place. And
that is,
you know what I mean? Like, we know we don't want it, yet we continue to participate in it. Isn't it interesting? There is an old biblical proverb that I love. And it says, the person who's speaking is talking about the vineyard. And in the vineyard, he says, it's the little foxes that destroy the vineyards. So long before there's like all these other plagues and everything that happened, if you like during, cause seasons, like it's agriculture, there's always something that's happening, but it's the little foxes that are the most destructive in the vineyard because they're eating away at the roots of things and they're getting right down to the small things that are supporting the bigger structures. And gossip is like the little foxes in the vineyard.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. And you know what I just wanted to add to that, Crystal, that the idea of lack, right? Mm-hmm. The idea of this idea of the society that we live in, that you have to have more and there isn't enough, right? And we're kind of pushed to strive and push people out of the way. Yeah. I think that's also a key element that is just a remnant of the past and something we need to shed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we spoke a little bit before we started here that there is also this gender aspect to it as well, that women leaders are often seen as, if they're strong, they're bitches. If they're not, they're, you know, and they tend to fall into gossip. And if you look at women in the workplace, that can be a really nasty environment. Mm-hmm. And women leaders tend to try and outshoot each other in order to get up above where they need to be. And, you know, I think of Margaret Thatcher as the most famous example of that. She was going to out prime minister any man who'd done it before by being more like the worst example because she thought she had to. So leadership qualities that are generous and kind, they're sometimes seen as too soft.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole other episode, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it is. And, you know, and in the spirit of like thinking about like the showing up as a whole human, and you talked about the leadership qualities of being generous and kind. What is so interesting is that is such an outdated mode to think about the fact that when I show up at work, I have to be different. That that I have to be separated from my values. I have to be separated about the things that I know really matter to me as a person. Mm-hmm. That is not what builds a successful workplace. That is not what is going to pull people together. It's not a rallying point for people. It's not something, you know what I mean? It's a divisive tactic. And the longer we cling to those things and we try to perpetuate those things on our teams and with the people that we lead and the things that we're a part of, the longer we hold ourselves back as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, living in integrity and working in integrity, Like, that's such a hard thing to do, again, because it's like the workplace was this place where you went and put on a mask.
Yes.
And that needs to end.
Yeah,
it does.
Because it kills people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of turn this back around one more time, which is, if you're a leader and you're hearing gossip, how do you get to the kernel of truth?
Conversation, open communications, dialogue, connection, those moments of time where you can sit down in a room and listen.
Right.
For me anyway, I don't know about Crystal, but for me, it's about that authentic connection with people and listening and talking and communicating that isn't necessarily related to the task at hand.
Right.
Because you can fill your day with the tasks at hand, right? And do, and have a 4-page to-do list. But if you're not connecting, then the wrong conversations can happen.
I agree. I also think that, and I am going to unapologetically talk about why we are coaches and why we believe that leaders should learn how to lead with coaching tools. We've been doing workshops about this. We have an upcoming training event that we're going to be talking about shortly. But this is exactly one of those reasons why. Because something that can seem so small and just can seem like it is a whisper from the sidelines could actually be the thing that topples something else. And if you do not understand how to connect with people, if you do not understand how to listen to people, if you do not understand how to create a space where people feel listened to, then you're going to miss it. And that will be that little fox that can actually topple things.
Yep. There goes the grapevine. And you go back to the drive-in. At McDonald's. Awesome.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you guys for showing up. And just a quick reminder, if you like the show, yay, so did we, but we would really love for you to like it and to leave us a review. Reviews really do help people find our show. And for those of you who have been journeying with us, thank you. If you want to learn more about us and our work and about upcoming events, you can find us over at wholehumancoaching.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you want to learn more about who we are and who we work with, find us at wholehumancoaching.com. You can find us everywhere on our socials, on LinkedIn, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube as Whole Human Coaching.